I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family's schedule onto a sleek digital display, so you focus on important things, like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's skylightcal.com/talk.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. I could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed some more basketball yesterday. A lot of action. Quite some drama yesterday. Not even in the Big Ten. Other tournaments, I saw Chucky Hepburn hit a game winner for Louisville.
Oh, did Chucky hit one?
Against Stanford in the comeback win.
Ole Miss guard hit one.
Against Stanford.
Yes, he hit a buzzer beater against Stanford. Yeah. In the ACC tournament, Stanford-Louisville makes great sense, but that's what happened. Chucky Hepburn of Bellevue West.
That's pretty remarkable because Stanford's terrible.
They are. They actually had 20 wins somehow. I think they ended the season strong. They were bad for a long time.
Jake, 20 wins, you'd have them in the tournament.
Easy.
The ACC's bad.
Ole Miss hit one.
Stanford was bad for almost all year. I think they get finished the season well.
We're still on Stanford. Ole Miss hit a buzzer beater.
They did. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't see that, but I listened to when I was driving yesterday. I had to go to an event. But I was listening to Texas A&M, double overtime.
Ooh, who won that?
Texas won double overtime.
They beat Buzz.
Yeah,
always good to see Buzz.
Chance for 14 in the SEC. They say now.
Oh my God, 14.
Chance for 14 teams.
14 teams.
14.
That is 14. Insanity. Yeah. 14 of 16? How many teams? 15 or 16?
Well, I don't think they'd have 15.
How many teams are in the league? Is that
16.
So 14 of 16 teams making the dance. No big whoop.
No.
That's no big
amazing.
Whoop at all.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Because Texas is, obviously, they're the one. Yes. They were out.
Yes, they were.
Now they've won two. There's going to be some people, there's some things that are happening. Remember, North Carolina was out forever. They won again, and then North Carolina, now plays Duke without Cooper Flagg.
Flagg rolled his ankle yesterday, and they win against Georgia Tech. They were down big. He gets hurt. They come back and win by 8. But he's likely out for the ACC tournament. We'll see what he's like for the NCAA. But
God, I hope he's not hurt that bad.
I agree. That guy is fun to watch.
He's the player of the year. About a tournament taking a... he's the player of the year. I mean, you need him healthy or be able to play.
100.
Because Duke was the odds going into starting yesterday before that injury. They were the favorites to win it. They were the favorites.
Just
slightly ahead of Auburn.
You want to get to the big?
Yes. There was an actual buzzer beater here in Lincoln yesterday, and that was in Class B state basketball. Number 1, Norris against number 8, Lincoln Pius the 10th. Barrett Bozinger hits I'd say what's 70 feet shot. This is a legitimate three quarters
court opposite
shot.
Logo.
Opposite logo. Swishes it. No, it didn't. It was straight nylon. There was no backboard. No, it was straight swish from three quarters court to win the game against Lincoln Pius the 10th and go to the second round, the semifinals. In a game, it was 49-all. Pius had an inbounds pass, had a great pass. It would get to the sideline. The guy like, tries to keep it in play and throws it. And
I think
you know,
he did the right thing throwing it to the under the basket.
To the post.
Yeah, it was. Nothing was egregious there. But if you think about 400 things had to happen for that whole thing
yes.
to play out like it did. And it all played out. It was remarkable how it all played out. It really was. So most of the things you're going to throw the ball, the game's going to end, and that's it. And still, I mean, when the shot clock, when he got off, I mean, it was, I mean, just barely got
barely.
It off. I mean, and so it was like everything perfect happened to get the perfect throw to him. Because to get a shot that long, you have to be aligned with your body. And to have a chance just to get the ball to the rim.
It was incredible.
From there. So it was.
If there's any team you would think could defend a Hail Mary, it would be Lincoln Pius.
Be Pius. You'd think. It's like we're built for this.
They're pious.
They're pious. We're built for this.
Nope. It didn't happen.
I'm kidding. There's no defense. It's just a great shot. His name again.
Barrett Bozinger.
All-time leading scorer at Norris. All-time leading scorer. He's a dude.
That was as pure of a shot as you can get.
Straight, all nylon.
It was awesome.
Swish. Nylon. Jake.
And here's the thing.
All nylon.
That was a very full crowd in terms of high school basketball.
Yeah.
That was a good-looking crowd.
It was.
And they had the proper reaction to that. It was the hush when it went up, and then jubilation for one side and pain for the other when it went in.
That's the first thing I noticed was the crowd behind the basket, the pious crowd. So just the utter joy.
Norris crowd.
Utter joy. Yeah, I'm sorry. The Norris crowd. Utter. Yeah, the blue and red people. They were
blue and red people. Yeah,
it was
be
incredible
fans.
To see those, just the happiness. My God.
Yeah, no surprise. That was the number one play on SportsCenter's top 10 this morning, last night.
Jake called it last night in the text right away. It's top 10. ESPN, watch for it.
Number one.
It was number one.
It had to be number one.
Hold it. Was it number one?
It was.
It was, and it needed to be number one. Yeah. That's all. People love seeing high school highlights.
Jake called it right away. Within seconds of the play happening, Jake called it.
It was on when I walked in this morning.
Yeah.
I was on our monitor.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, good job, Jake.
Thank you. With that, no, it was a good job to Barrett Bozinger. I just simply saw it and commented on it. He's the one who made the shot. And Norris is going on to the semifinals.
I wonder if anyone knew about it besides us three. I only saw it over 700 times on social media. It's like everyone shared like hey, listen,
it's
I got
pretty cool.
I know. I was like, hey, listen, in case you guys haven't caught this yet, it's like 9:30 last night. People were posting, hey, check this out.
Happened in our backyard.
Yeah.
Got to talk about it.
Yeah, it happened about 7 hours ago.
I was glad it was posted. It was incredible to watch. How many times did you watch it? Probably 10. I watched it 10.
I watched it a lot of times.
Wow, Barrett.
Nice. Barrett, and he—that was actually his first points of the game. He's an all-time leading scorer, but he had not scored in that game at all prior to that shot.
Idle chit chat. Takeaways from yesterday. Bill had a great. Can I do a takeaway
please,
from yesterday?
Please.
Bill has been on something. I do not want to compliment him much, but the.
And I've always appreciated when you didn't compliment.
You said something yesterday that I thought about a lot. That see, what do I always tell you guys? College sports is evolving so quickly, it's hard to keep it all in perspective. But you said something in the vein of perspective, which is, do we still have this, is the program on the right trajectory conversation? How do you do that?
It's almost impossible.
Especially in basketball, right?
Especially in basketball. We're going the right direction. How do you know that? Because the team changes every year.
Whipping around the roster.
Yeah, every year. You have no idea. And there's only a few teams that are doing it. There's a few teams out there that are right now going, hey, next year we're going to return four starters. And they're all coming back, and they're probably at a program. I don't see Auburn losing a starter. I think they're probably going to stay there.
I think, really? At
Auburn? You think Auburn basketball, the number one team in the country,
no, but they can keep their guys?
Yeah, absolutely they can keep their guys.
They pay them.
Yeah, do you really think that – is there a chance Cooper Flagg, if he came back, would go someplace else? No, he's not going someplace else.
Yeah, plenty for him.
Yeah, so my point is –
so Auburn will be back.
There's certain – I'm not saying that, but I'm saying just in general, those times don't – I mean, I don't think right now that Texas and Georgia is – they're not real worried about in football keeping their team. Yeah, I don't think they're
real
worried.
That's what I mean. It's really interesting.
They're not really worried about keeping their team.
You see what I mean,
a lot
Jake?
Of people yes. are worried about keeping their team.
Do you know how many years we had that conversation? Or you say that phrase, is the program on the right trajectory? You can't. I don't even know if that's you can go with that anymore.
It's hard. It's very,
thank
very
you,
hard.
Thank you for that. And then the other thing, a huge takeaway, Schaefer. God bless Schaefer. Mike Schaefer was great yesterday.
He brought some fire yesterday.
He said the thing, though, that probably he said something that he got to the essence of what bothers me the most about Nebraska men's basketball. It's a one of one.
And that's not
that's
a good thing. It's
that's
a
what bothers me most.
And it's a bad one of one.
Bad one of
one. You don't want to be that.
Someone says, hey, you're one of one.
That's a compliment.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, so imagine that right now. Hey, you guys, Husker Bass, you're one of one. Thank you.
No.
And they say, you don't want this one.
You don't want this is the one you don't want.
I mean, it's not a compliment. It's a one of one, and it's an extraordinarily weird conversation. The place is full. They didn't, you know, you got people arguing that the program's on the right trajectory. Right. They finished 16th and didn't make the Big Ten tournament.
we're going, it's everything's absurd. Great. Everything's great here.
It's absurd.
However you say that one's hard. Right. You say it's not.
Sell me on that one.
Program's going in the right direction.
Really?
Where are you right now? Well, we're not playing. We didn't make the league tournament.
And then.
Waiting on the crown jewel invite.
But you got all your guys back, right?
No,
don't we?
We have nobody back.
Our first team guy is gone. Anyway, go in the right direction.
Go in the right trajectory. Direction.
Trajectory. Throw trajectory. Out the word.
I have idle chit chat.
Yes, Bill.
Please.
Go ahead.
I tell you what, once again, this celebrate Nebraska is something I really need to get into.
What are we talking about?
I celebrated Central City last night. I went there for the Merritt County Corn Growers.
Did you Associ- really?
Yeah, it
you
was.
To CC?
Yeah, I went to CC, and it was just, it was electric. Oh, a great crowd. Is that the fairgrounds? Really nice Ooh. New facility that they have out there. Brian Brown was the one running the place. I think.
Brian Brown saw
old faces out there. Chris from Nebraska Dairy was there. Like that. Michael was there. He's the president of the Nebraska Corn. He's the president of corn.
Oh, that's a big
he's
deal.
He's the president of corn.
That's significant.
Yeah, he was there.
The corn president.
The corn president was there. And he spoke. I had to follow him. Imagine that. Well, if we're going to have the president of corn speak.
How'd that go?
And I don't know. I think it went fine, but that's hard. That's
a lot to
ask. But here's the deal, and I don't have – I text this morning, so I don't know if I have the name or that, but I'll get the name to you. I had something of a dining situation as unmatched. Sometimes you do it pretty loosely with, oh, that was the best I ever had.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone does that.
Yeah.
No, this is not. This is the best I've ever had. They had brisket. They had brisket from a local place in Central City, and I've never had food that good in my life. Mm. I've never had it.
What made it so good?
I don't know. It was just.
Come on,
you name it.
Tender, you're a man of words.
I don't know. It was just brisket. You know, euphoria.
Euphoria. I like that.
It was brisket euphoria.
What did you have it on?
What's that?
What did you put brisket?
Sandwich was by itself.
Just by itself.
Just go by itself.
Well, I didn't eat it until I was whipping down the road last night down the interstate.
Oh, no.
But there was no fat.
Oh, no.
No fat.
No fat to whip out the window. Tell you one thing, though, once again, not a real good finger food. Brisket.
Did you have some wipes of salt?
I did, yes. And cheesy potatoes.
Was it lathered in barbecue sauce or not?
Yeah.
No, it was not lathered.
So you don't do that?
That would have been fine. I'm just telling you, get to Central City. I'll get you the name. This will change your life.
CC.
Yeah.
It's very amazing. Familiar.
You've never been to Central City?
I don't believe so.
I've been hundreds of times.
How about the weird exchange with the inner, where the highways is at 14 and some? It's really weird how they meet up in Central City, right at the apex of Central City.
Yeah, well.
Get out there, I'm telling you. Corn.
What was the event?
The corn
again,
president.
Was that the Merritt County Corn Growers?
Merritt County got together.
I was lucky to be part of that last night. I'll be forever in debt to Merritt County in Central
Good
City.
Good job, Bill.
Yes.
All I have is I had a driveway beer last night. You got the picture of that?
Elizabeth. I was driving during that time,
okay.
Yes.
I was concerned. Bill didn't respond
in the
chat.
At all. Yeah.
He was quiet
in
the chat yesterday.
Don't you like Jake's driveway beer? It was kind of a garage beer, too, but anyway. That was nice.
It looked really nice.
It was a beautiful day. It had to do it. The wind was low. It was perfect weather. It had to have a garage beer or driveway beer.
Either or would be
perfect yesterday.
What's the question everybody wants to know? What is it? Answer it.
What I have?
No. Did we talk to Dave? Was Dave invited now?
Here's the deal. I made a note in my phone this morning, driving, you know, at the stoplight. I made a note saying, get a gift package to Dave today. I said, it's in my phone today. Hey. I wrote that. I said,
What's the hold up?
Something to Dave, to thank him for helping me and having my car parked for 7 hours in his driveway. 7 hours.
I think there's a ticket backpack laying around.
Remember this one? This one? You can make it. I don't know if I can make it. You give it a shot, buddy.
Get the hell out of my driveway.
Get your car out of my driveway. No, you can make it. It's uphill. I know.
He was right.
That was priceless.
Give it a shot. You're fine.
I was nervous of doing it, but it did get out.
Jake, I'm in an Accord. That's very low riding. It'll go. You go. Give it a shot.
If you can't, my daughters are here to help out.
Yeah, just get that car out of my driveway.
They're standing in the window with their hands on their hips.
They were watching. They were watching.
Hey, why is the albino's car still in our driveway?
Jake.
Got it out. Yeah. I need to get something to Dave today. So I hope I can.
There's got to be a ticket backpack.
It's on my phone. I can't forget. I have it on my notes.
I'm really sensitive to this conversation because it was a hell day for Jake. I feel horrible about it.
That was last Wednesday. That was really bad. Yeah. Really bad. Got here at 6:40. I got 6:40.
Ellie got here at 5:30. She made it.
Thank God she was here. She's on spring break this week, so yeah. Everything's not bad.
I made it fine. Steve thought he was in Ventura. It was so nice. He thought he was driving. Thought it was 72 and sunny. Steering with just his wrist as he drove down.
I laughed out loud when I went. I have to, I go to Trix's after the show. Yeah. And I laughed out loud when I turned onto the streets. Yeah. I thought, okay, this is going to be bad.
It's going to be real.
Of snow ahead of the drive. No, there was nothing. It was the easiest drive.
How about this one?
I wish you could have seen my neighborhood to see what I was going through.
There was one drift in Lincoln, and Jake drove
right
into it.
I went right through it. It was like eight feet tall. It was like a wall, basically. It's a wall of snow. I couldn't stop. It was too late.
Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by whom?
Our friends Renew. Hang on, I had it pulled up. Somebody text me again and ruin this. All right, it's sponsored by our friends Newton's Lawn Care. Andrew, get new customers. Get 20% off a 2025 fertilizer program. Just text the ticket to 402-440-6297. Get a free quote within 24 hours. Again, 20% off a fertilizer program. Text the ticket to Andrew at 402-440-6297, who is, of course, stretching it right now.
Stretch and flex. Is that Holmes Lake parking lot?
Do they do that every day?
What's that? He does. Well, right now, because this is go time.
They'll do this for the next week.
It is go time.
I've never seen anything. It's intense out there.
This is Newton's Lawn Care?
This is Newton's Lawn Care, who he thought worked at Cedars when we were out there.
He worked at Cedars.
He's just a very, somebody who contributes to
Cedars. Do you know who his brother is?
No.
East Lincoln West.
Wait a second.
But that's been clear for a couple years now.
A couple years, very clear.
We haven't addressed that in a couple years.
No, we have.
Yeah, we have.
It's been addressed.
Hey, this would be a great time to call Newton's for lawn cleanup. If you didn't do a good job of cleaning up your yard during the winter, and you still got some residual like I do, call Newton.
The number again, 402-440-6297. Call him up.
Andrew.
Do they do just basic cleanup?
They'll do anything.
Yeah, they will.
Andrew does it all.
Size it up and do
it.
What else do we do on Fridays to start the show off after Idle Chit Chat, guys?
Sometimes we do the roll call.
We do the roll call.
I wanted you to say it.
What the?
The call!
The call!
It's time for a roll call. Texas, your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else do we want today, Bill, from the Breakers?
Well, we had something going, and Jake pushed back and put it away. I want to see if the Breakers are still interested. If we do the three-legged stool golf tournament this year, are you interested in being in the three-legged stool golf tournament?
Is this the one at Jim Egger?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This is the one at Jim Egger. He has par three golf course like that. Are you guys interested in playing again this year? We had overwhelming people wanting to be part of it, and then Jake just shelved it.
Let's make it happen this year.
Could you imagine?
If we get yeses, let's do it.
Can you imagine early break with their own golf tournament at Jim Egger?
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's HIMS.com/earlybreak.
early break for your personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/early break. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That would be incredible. Yes. Teams showing up. Yes.
All right. 402-464-5685. Let's go to YouTube first. We've got Jeremiah at Santee Cooper Lake in South Carolina chiming in today.
Hang on. Was a bullfrog. Where's he from?
He's Santee Cooper Lake in South Carolina.
Oh, my God.
That sounds incredible.
Nice.
Is there any good fishing there? Let us know. Come out.
Brandon is on his way to Grove, Oklahoma. He's not a golfer, though, so he wouldn't join in the golf tournament.
That's fine. Maybe he'll just be there in spirit. Maybe he'll show up and cheer.
Yep. I don't play.
Yeah.
We've got East Lincoln West on YouTube. We've got Bolt from Pender, of course, on
Bolt.
YouTube. Brian Curtis on YouTube. Vince from Napa Valley is on YouTube.
Hello,
right
Vince.
Now.
Good to hear from you.
I got your text, Vince. I can't reply to all of them. Yeah. I will get to you.
Thomas in the Philippines chimes in and says, I wish, but obviously I'm a long ways away. I cannot join the golf tournament.
Philippines, we understand that. So maybe you can send a door prize or something.
It's true.
I wonder why he's listening. If he just stumbled onto our show.
I wonder how I would make
like
it.
Like our friend in Tennessee.
I think he was just going through the dial, and all of a sudden it caught this radio show out of Lincoln.
Checks in. Jordan Wilbur.
Wilbur.
He can't golf to save his life. You don't have to be able to just like golf. Have some fun with us. We don't care if you win or not.
Yeah, Bill's not exactly Arnold Palmer over here. Are you playing in the tournament?
What's that?
Would you play? You would.
I'd play.
We're you're playing too in the tournament.
I'd play.
We're all three playing.
Yeah, we're all going to be in the tournament.
Real. That got real.
That got real right away.
GP and Gretna, age 34. Yeah, I'll play in the tournament. Okay, that's one.
Nice.
Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma says, yes, I'll come up and play golf.
All right, Bixby. Bixby,
show up. What about Petrenka?
Yes. She chimed in. Jackson in Omaha, age 30. Yes, I'll play golf with you guys. Rosebud in Elmwood, just turned 41. Yep.
Bud.
I'm in for the tournament. Sean and Eagle, 61 years old. I'm in.
Yeah.
Matt, good morning. Checking in from Key West right now.
Key West.
Nice. That sounds lovely. He says, by the way, yes, I'm playing in the golf tournament.
Thank you.
Key West.
Lou, age 79 in Orlando, says, if I lived in Lincoln, I would play in
the golf tournament. Lou's in Orlando?
Age 79.
79.
Texting you.
Key West, Orlando, South Carolina, Philippines.
We've covered a lot of area.
Thank you, people.
Anything out west? Anything out west?
Going through it. Bill and Bennett, age 60. Nope, I suck at golf, not playing the tournament.
Right. Okay.
Fine.
Nothing wrong with that.
Out west, we've got Chill Squirrel. That's new. Chill Squirrel.
Chill Squirrel.
New age listener. 64 in Bailey, Colorado. Let's go, he says.
Let's go. How about that from Bailey, Colorado?
You know what makes my Fridays?
Roll call.
No, when there's new listeners on Roll Call.
I do like the new listeners.
That's the first time. Never
I guarantee
you
there's some new listeners today out in Central City. They got on board last night.
Showed
them the app.
Really?
Yeah.
Showed them the app.
It did.
Joel
new technology.
Joel in Wisconsin, age 55. Sorry, I'm not traveling 9 hours for a golf tournament, but have fun, guys.
Didn't think you'd yell at us,
but
all
right. Taking shots at
it.
Just asking for fun, Joel.
Didn't know if you'd yell at us or Joel, but Joel did.
Good morning to you, Joel. Jockstrap, age 34. He's working out in his basement in Imperial. I'm out because it's 5 hours away.
I got it.
Understood.
Right. Working out, though. Morning workout.
How about that? I wonder what he's doing. Heavy squats?
Probably
so. What's he doing? Maxing out on the bench?
What's your Friday workout, Jockstrap?
Imagine, Jockstrap, what are you doing? Can you imagine that one? Because I think the last time this would have happened sometime, it would have been in college when I was playing football. but a max up. Imagine Allison just going to the bench press. Go, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's see what we got. Give me a spot here. I'm going to see if I can. See if I can.
Ah!
They're yelling at you and stuff. Got chalk everywhere.
Chalk.
Sandmaster in KC, age 30. Yes, I would like to sponsor a hole also. I'll play golf and sponsor a hole.
We have a smoke. That's right away.
Yes, you can sponsor a hole, Sandmaster. Yes, absolutely.
You. What month would you be thinking
think
about?
June or July, probably. June?
Let's go I think, with June. I think June. Yeah, I want to get late May or June. Let's get this thing going.
Late May's
early
coming.
Break with Sip and Jake.
And Bill.
And Bill. My God, quit saying that. It's inaccurate.
Brent in Washington, 60 years old, says, listening right now from Emmitsburg, Iowa for a wedding. Yes, he's in for the golf tournament.
Emmitsburg.
Where
is Emmitsburg?
It's northwest Iowa.
So would that up by Orange near, City? Would that be by how far from Arnold's Park would that
that's
be?
That's pretty close to Arnold's Park, I believe.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. I'm pretty sure it's close to Arnold's Park. Okoboji area.
I wouldn't mind doing a live remote from Okoboji from
go
Arnold's
back
Park.
To Jake's native land.
Yes, I
know Emmitsburg. I have been there before.
Of course, you have.
That'd be awesome. You're from Iowa, Jake. You're from Iowa.
From there.
Yes, that's where you're from, and that's yes.
Okay, Corey in Lincoln is in for the golf tournament.
Yes,
Kevin in Centennial, Colorado, going west. Yes, in yes. 48 years old. Tim in Dallas. I'll put in for PTO today and play in the golf tournament.
Put it in for PTO right now.
Pay time off. PTO.
PTO. You had a blank stare. You had no idea what that was.
Blank stare.
Not BTO. It's PTO.
Yes. Is it Bachman?
I'm putting it in for Bachman Turner Overdrive. No paid time off, buddy.
I don't get paid time.
Kent in Hot Springs, South Dakota. That's the Black Hills. Yes. Will in Fullerton. Sorry. Golf is not high on my priority list. I'm not playing.
Well, he's saving a lot of lives, realist.
I'll tell you one thing. I appreciate the honesty of these people.
How about that? Remember, Will. You didn't get hacked. You got duped.
We got duped. Yeah, we can't help you.
Human
buddy.
Error is the biggest problem that he deals with every day. Will's the guy that's just like that. Will has his next meeting, he'll be with the corporation. He'll meet with all the employees. His PowerPoint will be a picture of Jake. This is Jake Sorensen, and here's what happened. And he's going to talk through human error and what happens right there.
Don't pay for anything ahead of time.
Jake, during the nice spring weather, someone found something just popped up about getting unbelievable deal for more than
$100 off.
80% off on
lawn furniture
and deck furniture. Yeah. And all you had to do was just send cash right away to secure it.
Too good to be true.
Yeah.
Duped. Don't be like me.
Will.
Got duped.
Connor in Kawasaki. Yes. David from Renew, your auto, says, yes, I'm playing in the golf tournament, of course.
David will have a team.
He will.
We should have this locked up by Monday.
Aaron says, I'm on my way to work in Seward, and yes, I'll have plenty of people that want to play in this golf tournament.
Thank you.
Bearded Ben in Holton, Kansas. We got Doug from Idaho listening from Tampa today, though. He's all over the place.
Bearded Ben often brings us donuts.
Yes.
He does, and we appreciate that.
And we're very happy.
Yes. We'd like to have him back, because that makes our day when he whips in with those donuts.
Bearded Ben is a kind soul.
Gavin and Pender listening. He would like to golf as well in the tournament, so
Thank you, Gavin.
Your friend, Gavin. El Guapo in KC, yes, he wants to play in the golf tournament.
El Guapo?
Bill Buckner fan, age 52. We've got Crawford. Kellen in Sutherland, yes, I'd play from Sutherland. He'd drive
So me. Basically right now the tournament's almost filled.
It's full.
We had it almost filled last time, and Jake refused to act on it.
LB and Minden.
I wonder if any famous people listen to us.
I don't know.
Like Crawford. Could that be Bud Crawford?
He's texting during the show. That'd be amazing.
It'd be amazing.
What's up, Bud? Good luck in your next fight.
The most amazing athletes ever. Just like texting the
Crawford,
show.
Crawford, just push his last name.
Yeah.
That would be incredible. Just a little Crawford.
T and Davey, yes, I'm playing. Jake and Utica, I'm playing. So...
Yeah, things are going here.
Dustin is from Cortland. He would like to play as well in the golf tournament.
Maybe that's Dustin Pedroia.
That's possible. Dustin Johnson, the golfer, maybe. You never know.
From now on, everything name comes up, we think it's someone famous.
That is your roll call.
No, that's it? We're quitting?
Well, we got to move on.
6:23.
Actually, it's 6:26. That's even behind.
That clock has been a problem.
Sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards.
Syrup!
They have an event. They have a St. Patrick's Day Eve event, by the way, on Sunday. A lot of great bowling prizes, great food. Check it out. Madsen's Bowling and Billiards, just south of 48th and Holdridge. You can go St. Patty's Day, but they have a big party. St. Patrick's Day Eve.
There's nothing better than an Eve.
You love Eves.
Oh, I love Eves.
So now, wait a second. They have one on Sunday?
Yes, they're having the Eve party on Sunday.
St. Patrick's Eve. It's right up there with Thanksgiving Eve, which I love. Easter Eve is a big fan of that. Easter Christmas Eve. The Eves.
God, that would be fun.
Get involved with the Eves. Your life will change. Make it a point.
Today is Friday. It'll be
and also, Sarah, I wonder if she'll listen today because you know what's on later? Dr. Love.
Oh!
Dr. Love.
What time is that?
The tease.
It's just over an hour from right now. Dr. Love returns for week three.
What kind of questions?
What's that? Could be romantic.
Love questions.
Relationship situations we've had come across the board, and I think they've been really good. I think also it's one of those deals like that when I'm talking to you, I'm talking to everybody. Trying to help everybody out like that. And those questions that came in is the whole reason that it went. Because all of a sudden there was people going, hey, this hits home with exactly me. So when they call in with a problem, they're talking to everybody too.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. And keep it, please, clean. We appreciate that.
Yeah, PG-13. No cussing, please, in the airwaves.
PG-13.
Yeah. Update on yesterday's Big Ten tournament round two. We had four games.
Rip.
No surprises here at all. All the favorites won. But Wisconsin beats Northwestern 70-63. And Chris Collins, by the way, I sent you the screenshot, complained after day one about their hotel room being 1,000 degrees, he said. 1,000 degrees. He also says they will not be playing in a postseason tournament. They were going to be likely a one seed in the crown. He said, we're not playing in the postseason.
Wonder why. Did he give a reason?
Didn't give a reason why. Didn't follow up.
Wisconsin was in control most of that game. I don't think that Northwestern led for the final 29 minutes.
I would say also that probably that was pre-done, and that was something directly from president/AD. I doubt that Chris Collins made the decision where all of a sudden the AD thinks they're going to the crown jewel, and all of a sudden the Collins would just say, yeah, we're not going. But hang on a second. I'm sure that was discussed. Hey,
I wonder what that is.
If we don't do this, we're not going down that path.
Nebraska will go if invited, they're going to get invited.
So Northwestern loses 70-63 to Wisconsin. The first game of the day, I should go back to that. Oregon beats Indiana 72-59. So if you're Indiana, you're biting your nails saying, did we do enough to make
you are
the word,
you
the word today is no. Think about that.
Are they out? I didn't see
No, 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 no. They're not out.
It's 47% they get in. They're not out.
They're not out.
No, but I don't think they make it.
No, they're not out.
I don't think they make it. Do you think they make it?
I don't know. The talk was if they make it, it'd probably be as a play-in team.
But if spots keep getting taken, if auto bids are
well, that's what they're watching. They're watching North Carolina. They're watching Xavier. They're watching Villanova. They're watching SMU. Yep. They're watching, there's a few, Cincinnati.
The best one I heard on the radio was like that. Indiana has work to do. The only problem is they're done working.
They have no games.
They have no games left.
What can we do?
So everything, they have to have a lot of things fall their way.
Yeah, the bubble teams I can think of, North Carolina, Xavier, Villanova, SMU, Cincinnati. Those are the type of teams they're looking at now. Texas.
Yeah. Texas can steal one. North Carolina's going to steal one. They're going to get in.
Yeah, I think Carolina's.
And also at that some point in time, kind of want them in. I watched them play. They're pretty good.
They're a good team.
They're a good team. This is not a team like going, they're maybe a play. No, you don't want to play them. And the big knock is, they got hammered by Duke twice, even though they were ahead in the second half the other day. Well, you know what? They got hammered twice. Duke beat about 10 teams in a row by 30.
It was incredible.
The run that they made was the most unbelievable run of just smashing everybody.
Zoom out.
Yeah.
Zoom out.
I will.
Zoom out
right
on
now.
Something.
I am doing it.
Can you imagine if you turned on the TV in North Carolina and just had a bunch of bad players?
Yeah.
It'd be really weird, right?
It'd be really weird.
Wait a second.
What are we doing?
They
can't break the press. Can't do anything.
They're undersized.
Undersized. Don't even look. So when
like
you look
high
at
school
when,
team.
Yeah, if they walk through right now, they still look like North Carolina.
Right, exactly.
They still look the part.
Right.
And also, North Carolina, who do they play next? Duke. But Cooper Flagg's out.
Mm. That's significant. That matters.
And North Carolina's playing very well.
And they pushed Duke when they played him last week.
Keep it rolling, season. Jake.
Well,
scores.
We mentioned scores. Yesterday that if Iowa chose to play defense at all, they could go far. Well, guess what? They played defense for one game and then opted to not play defense yesterday. For the second time in the history of the Big Ten tournament, a team scored 100-plus points. Now is Illinois against Iowa, 106-94. Think about this for a second. Iowa was a 10.5-point dog. They scored 94 points and did not cover the spread.
That's really funny.
94 points. Funny. Regulation, no overtime, didn't cover 10.5 in the game.
That's odd. Fran got tossed. I saw it. He didn't rant and rave. He just said the magic words. I mean, he wasn't going crazy, but he must have said it. I think it was pretty rough line.
Was it double T quick and tossed?
It was quick. It wasn't boom boom.
Yeah,
it was boom. They held him back a little bit, and you could then the second one you could read his lips. It was pretty good. and then that was it. And he just walked quietly off. I said something to his team and walked quietly off.
This won't surprise you for having 106 points, but all five starters in double figures for Illinois in the game last night.
Okay, that's it for Iowa.
Iowa's done. Postseason, they could make maybe something, but NIT or the crown, I guess, but unlikely. Last game of the night, Purdue, tight game, beats USC 76-71.
Ooh, tight.
Today's games in the Big Ten tournament, you've got four. You've got Oregon and Michigan State at 11 a.m. on BTN.
That's a sleeper weird game. That time is weird.
One hundo. Oregon's won eight straight.
Yeah, they're hot.
Oregon's on an eight-game heater right
now.
Yeah,
I miss. I go, I don't know about it out there. That's not going well. The state, when Nebraska played there, place was yawner. 4 o'clock.
You got him at the right time.
There was nobody at the game. It was just like I'm like, this is not good for Altman. This is not good. And then they just went on a tear.
8-game heater right now. Yep.
At 1:30 on BTN, Wisconsin against UCLA.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
And now we're talking.
Okay. There we go.
That's at 1:30 on BTN.
Okay. Ooh. Ooh.
At 5:30 on BTN, Illinois and Maryland. That could be a good basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Game.
Okay.
Oh, we're in.
Now we got something.
Yeah.
And the nightcap at 8 o'clock on BTN, Purdue and Michigan.
Damn, that's a good day.
That's
the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament.
God, I just got to thinking about just...
I like it.
I just wish... I don't know where you would go. There's really no place you could go, but maybe Vegas, and it still wouldn't be the same vibe. I'm just... People are talking about what's going on in Nashville right now with all the teams there. Just how crazy it was with Kentucky won again, which is big. I mean, Tennessee plays for the first time. I mean... The place
Tennessee
is
first time today.
Yeah, there. I listened to one of the pundits talk about what it'd be like when they talk about they have these friends that all perform down there. And in Nashville, you can just walk into any bar. There's no cover. Everyone's live music.
Imagine
all of a sudden, there's some just walk in
you
there.
Could
and,
have though.
And the band fires up and they play Rocky Top and the place goes nuts. all of a sudden, dun, Sweet Home Alabama plays. Imagine that, Alabama fans that are all there, all the Auburn fans. I mean, I couldn't imagine. God. I think Broadway, this would be the time of all times to be there at the start of the SEC tournament because Broadway is incredible.
Listen
and then to have
you.
That fan base out there.
God, I was going to say it would be fun for us to go to Indianapolis and be downtown where that.
Yeah. Compared to that.
No.
No. Nashville. It's like you, same
no,
thing.
You trump me.
It's not even close.
You Donald Trump me.
Yeah, it's not even close. Like,
yeah, you got me on that one. It'd still be fun. That downtown arena in Indianapolis, it's right, you know, it's in the middle of everything, but it wouldn't be Nashville.
Sip, you had mentioned two teams that were on the bubble. Well, they both lost. Two of the teams lost yesterday. Xavier lost to Marquette by two in the Big East tournament, and Villanova lost by 17 to UConn.
Yeah, helpful to Indiana.
Was Villanova even on the bubble? Were they a bubble
Yeah, they were
team?
On the bubble. Okay. They're on the bubble. 100%. I was reading stuff last night.
And
those teams I ripped off were all in the bubble.
Creighton nearly lost to DePaul.
Unbelievable.
They've won 22. They had won
DePaul?
20.
They did. They were down 11 with two minutes left.
They have won going in 22 straight games against DePaul. With 1:44 to go in the game, they trailed by 8. It was 62-54 DePaul. DePaul didn't score again in regulation. Creighton ties it up, and they get to overtime. Goes to double overtime. And Creighton wins 85-81. Now 23 straight wins against DePaul.
Get steals or what they do? Or
yeah, they put a press.
Yep.
They put a press,
on. But that's DePaul is Chris Holtman who failed at the end of at Ohio State. He's a good coach though. I like that fit for DePaul. At least trying to get out of the basement of the Big East.
Well, Holtman. The good news for Holtman is he can say, "Well, honey, year one doesn't count. Actually, year
they
two.
Won, they won
don't
two
count.
Games in the Big East tournament.
These aren't even count."
So, there's your update on
Holtman,
the hoops tournament. Chris Holtman.
Holtman almost got Creighton.
Almost ended a 22 game skid for the program against Creighton.
You said down 8 with 1:44.
It was 62-54 DePaul with 1:44 to go, and it went to overtime at 62 all.
I think they're down 11 with 3 minutes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Blew it. When we come back, it's time for Aging Gracefully here on a Friday, an early break on the ticket.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.